Ilkley's newest care home, Mayfield View, opened its doors recently for a Mad Hatter's tea party, with all the community welcome to join them. No stranger to a free slice of cake, we sent Nick Hancock along to meet the team and even judge a designer cake contest.
So we're here with Suzanne, who is the general manager at Mayfield View. And first of all, thank you for what has been a lovely afternoon. It's been such fun and such a nice atmosphere.
Yeah, lovely atmosphere. It's been really great.
So what do the residents get out and their families get out of an afternoon like this?
Well, it's all part of the community and everyone getting to meet everyone, save people getting bored and empowering them to do things every day as if it's the last day and really enjoying themselves.
So as well as being lovely here because it's all new and it's always exciting going to somewhere.
Absolutely.
It's always exciting going somewhere that's new, but it also it doesn't feel like what you would imagine a care home to be like. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and that's music to our ears. That's fantastic to hear that, because we want to make people feel like they're in a really great atmosphere, party every day, enjoying life rather than being in a care home and being looked after. But those bits need to be just quickly dealt with and then just enjoy life.
Christine Neesham's mum lives at Mayfield View, and Christine told Nick how fantastic it had been for her.
My mum moved here from another care home, which was perfectly fine, but the difference in mum's mood and general happiness levels has been significantly different since moving here, as in a big improvement. The difference with here is that I think this has been purpose-built, and that does make a huge difference. So rather than taking an old building and trying to fit some old people into it. Mm. So the first thing you notice when you come in is just how clean and modern it is, but it's quite luxurious. But actually, the main thing is the amount of light, natural light, and the sense of space. So before, Mum used to get quite anxious and would be wanting to go home when she was feeling anxious. Since moving here, this is home, and she's happy to be here.
And just for people listening to join the dots of the things that you're mentioning, light and space, the impact that has then, is that makes your mum feel calmer and happier then?
Much calmer, much happier. There is space just to wander around. There's a beautiful garden outside, and the fantastic thing from my point of view is that it's all completely secure. Mm. So it's the largest flat level garden I've seen that is secure. And there's beautiful wildflowers around, and all the bird feeders and all the bifold doors out onto the garden. So to encourage that, and all the vitamin D and all the fresh air, I think is really important.
Your daughter is here as well.
And my daughter, yes.
Hello, Bronte.
Hello.
Now, how old are you?
8.
Okay, and tell us what you've been doing here at Mayfield today. So there's been some... It's been a bit like the Great British Bake Off, actually, hasn't it? So what have you been doing?
It was a drawing competition for... it was something to design a cake. And then the winner of that... of their category... their cake would be baked to...
have the design on, wouldn't
it?
Yeah.
It was the first anniversary in October.
Yes, yeah, so we've seen your design.
Yes.
And a lot of thought had gone into your design, because you wanted to reflect some of the different things that go on here, didn't you,
yes,
with your cake. So can you tell me about that?
We did quite a few crafts. There's been quizzes on the timetable.
And this is all going to be represented in a cake, which is quite something, but not till October. But but you obviously come and visit your Nana here a lot, so do you like coming to visit here?
Yes, I do.
So if you had to pick 3 words to describe here at Mayfield, what 3 words would you pick?
Big, caring, friendly.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you very much for talking to us on Stray FM, both of you.
So, as we can tell, it's really important for family and friends to know their relatives are being looked after. something Suzanne feels very passionate about.
Absolutely, and it's just as important for us to know that they're part of our family and that they feel they can come and go whenever they like and that they support us with everything we do.
And we're in the Bracken floor, which is literally brand new and just opening, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, and they've got the most amazing rooms, suites, some with little lounges as well, which allows, again, for more independence. And just outside their rooms is the most amazing views, communal area with a lovely bar, which is always open, which is fantastic.
And the views you can see Ilkley Moor, yeah, and, I mean, it is very special.
It's stunning, absolutely stunning to see for miles.
And as an outsider coming in, you appreciate that now then, Suzanne?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Suzanne's moved to Ilkley from Somerset. And if anybody listening to this wants to find out a bit more, would you say the best thing to do is to make an appointment and come in?
Absolutely. They can come anytime and have a look around. We're always welcoming people.